Next case up, Rebecca Smith. It's agenda item number 9. Mrs. Peabody.
All right, good afternoon. Rebecca Smith and Mr. Jerry Zeno request authorization to install 438 linear feet of riprap revetment channelward of an existing bulkhead along their property on the Lafayette River at the residence of 17 Holly Lane in Norfolk. This project is protested by an adjacent property owner. The project takes place on a private residence in the Algonquin Park area of a creek off the Lafayette River. This is Hampton Boulevard Bridge. The applicants have about a little under 500 linear feet of shoreline that is existing stacked bulkhead. You can see that in areas there is water inundation through and over the bulkhead. So they're just proposing to place riprap at the top of the bulkhead channelward to protect their property from further erosion. So this is an aerial view using the Norfolk GIS system where you can see property lines. Property lines aren't exact on these systems, but they're a good way to review the project. The protestant is Tim and Nancy Pope, who live on the adjacent property here. And they are protesting, and I'll show you some drawings soon, to the mean low water line that's been drawn on the application drawings. It is staff's understanding that currently the Popes and the Smith property are legally defining their property lines as well as the associated riparian rights. To these two properties as a result of the new pier that was built by the Popes in 2016. This pier did not require authorization from the VMRC. It was statutorily authorized and it did not require a permit. But for today, the only thing that we're evaluating is the riprap revetment. So here is a picture from the pier looking at the existing shoreline. You can see this old stacked wall. Piles that you see here, or the stakes that you see here, are the most channelward extent of where the new riprap revetment is going to go. So the original application has a mean low water by the marine engineer that designed this project. After the Popes contacted me with some questions regarding the location of mean low water, the engineer came up with a little bit more of a specific mean low water line using the survey that was used in their legal case. Generally, or in all permits, we require a mean low water line and a mean high water line to be on all permit drawings. These generally aren't something that have to be surveyed in, so this is something that on site will go at low tide, take a look at it, confirm that this is most likely accurate. Just as a reminder, mean low water is important for us because anything channelward of the mean low water line here are state-owned submerged lands. Anything landward is non-vegetated wetlands in this case and is the extent of the upland property. So this is in February of this year. I got to the site at low water, so this was an incoming tide. Just so you can see kind of what the existing property looks like. This is the Pope property. And as a part of the process of defining riparian rights, Ms. Smith and Mr. Zeno hired a survey department to do a bathymetric survey. And this is a signed, sealed survey that shows the mean low water. So mean low water is the average of low water over 18.6 years. You take that datum, you compare it to the elevations in the waterway, and that's how you come up with the technical low water line. It is staff's opinion, and I'm sorry I didn't mention, the Popes provided a 14-day analysis of their own low tide. So they went out every day at low tide for 14 days, staked it, and are using that as their evidence for a more landward version of low water. It is staff's opinion that the survey conducted by Waterway Surveys likely represents a more accurate depiction of mean low water than the informal 14-day analysis presented by the Popes. Nevertheless, even if Minlo Water was determined to be further landward or channelward of the depicted alignment, staff's opinion regarding the project would not change. The proposed revetment will protect the property from erosion, and although it will still result in a hardened shoreline, the interstitial spaces in the rock provide more habitat than a replacement bulkhead, and the revetment should also dissipate rather than reflect detrimental wave energy. This project has been reviewed and approved by the Norfolk Wetlands Board in May of 2017. The applicant worked for quite some time coming up with different designs that made different jurisdictional regulators happy, so we finally came to this riprap revetment channelward. So after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed, with the condition that the contractor must remove live oysters along the project area and place them in a subtidal habitat prior to construction.
Are there questions from the commission? Nice work. Mm-hmm. Oh, Mr. Miller.
I'm not sure I was clear on, and maybe we'll hear, but what was the objection?
The objection was specifically to the mean low water line. And if the person objecting may clarify a little bit, staff made sure to tell the person objecting that this probably wouldn't change how we view the project. However, it was important to them that on all documents related to their property, mean low water is in what they feel the most accurate place.
Any other questions? Thank you, Ben. Is the applicant present or represented? Yes, sir.
My name is Dave Butler.
Let me swear you in here. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, Mr. Butler?
I do.
Thank you. Please state your name again for the record.
David Butler.
David Butler. Thank you, sir. Please proceed.
I prepared these permit drawings, worked with VMRC and City of Norfolk, and we determined to lessen the impacts, we would go seaward with our riprap revetment instead of landward. Landward, we'd be trucking hundreds of loads of dirt out of there through a small neighborhood road, compromise some live oaks, so it was agreed that we would go seaward with it. I inherited the survey from another surveyor. It was not a bathymetric survey. I was interested in showing the shoreline and some physical features on the property. I went out personally with a rod and measured down and got what I thought was mean low water in order to prepare these drawings. This was the first drawing we came up with showing mean low water. Then the applicant hired a surveyor to perform a bathymetric survey because there was some question on where mean low water is. And that's what we just recently filed. You can see they're very similar. I think that's the whole reason we're here. We're arguing where that mean low water line is. Regardless of where mean low water is, revetment's going out 6.2 feet from the face of the old bag wall, and the impacts are as minimal as we can get them. Got approved at the Wetlands Board, got approved by the Army Corps, got approved by VMRC initially.
Any questions to Ms. Butler? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this project? Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify against this project, in opposition to this project? Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify at all about this project? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Ballard.
I grew up in this neighborhood. I'm not familiar with that parcel specifically, but I do know there are a lot of failing bulkheads in this area. It's generally a very old neighborhood, and these revetments have become very common, so I think it fits the neighborhood. It seems like the applicant has worked tirelessly to come up with a good solution, and it seems to me, without the protest and being here, that their objection is really just that they wanted documented that they have a disagreement with the mean low water line. So move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Ballard. Is that a second by Mr.
Second,
Tankard?
Yes.
Yes, it is. A second by Mr. Tankard. Is there any discussion on the motion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously and the project is approved.
Mr. Bolt, may I ask one just clarifying question?
Mrs. Everett.
When you asked for the contractor to place the oysters in subtidal habitat before construction, what is subtidal habitat? Just
so anywhere below, anywhere channelward of mean low water.
Okay. Just pitch them right.
Yeah. And to hand set them, yeah. To hand pick them up and place them there.
Thank you.